Welcome to Ital is Vital, your natural health and wellness stop. Hi everyone, this is Julie. Thank you for stopping by for another podcast today. I hope you're having a fantabulous day today. And please forgive me, I've not uploaded a podcast in a while. And, you know, there's so many things happening contributing to that. But there are, just know that there's a lot of topics that I intend to cover, and so there will be a lot more to come. And this is a story that I saw that I wanted to talk about, and it's that they're actually talking about updated COVID-19 vaccines in the U.S. And so they want to bring these updated vaccines. They claim that these vaccines will be effective against Omicron and subvariants of Omicron. So they're, you know, basically pivoting this to the public. And I am telling, I'm telling you, you know, if you're listening to this, if you have not had any vaccines, don't have any. If you have had, don't have any more. This is scary because, firstly, you got a vaccine for a virus that never existed. You're supposed to be taking more vaccines to cover subvariants that are variations of something that didn't exist. This is literally the boogeyman virus. And I, even saying the boogeyman virus, that is completely wrong in the sense that there have never been any evidence. And I've said this again, and I will continue to say it. They have never, ever, not once isolated anything called viruses. They have never done it. And, you know, SARS-CoV-2 is no different. And it is a trap of deception that we have been, you know, pulled into for so long. And it's not just the whole so-called virus situation, but it's so many other things that we have been lied to about our entire life. And I know for many people, they're not ready for this. They can't handle this. They don't believe it. They don't understand what I'm saying. And I think it's just one of those things where, you know, if this resonates with you, then, you know, maybe it's your time to begin to open your eyes to some of what has really been happening and to start on your journey of investigation. And maybe if this doesn't resonate with you, maybe, you know, it's not your time. But the reality is that many people have died from the COVID vaccines. Many more people will die from the COVID vaccines. And, you know, there are people who have been having one health challenge after another that seem to, you know, be happening more and more since they have gotten the vaccine. And I've seen it in my own family. So it's becoming quite apparent to me that certain things that I'm seeing with incidences of illnesses and having to be rushed to the hospital and things like this, you know, seem to be connected to the vaccines. And the unfortunate thing is that they're willing to give these to babies, and there are many people who are still in the dark who think it's okay. And I'm sorry, especially for the little ones, you know, they can't do their own research. They just, you know, whatever their parents dictates, that's what they do. And they don't know. And so many will suffer the consequences of these so-called vaccines. And it's so weird that people don't see that there is an issue, because no vaccine has ever properly been examined over any long span of time to see the true effects of them. You see information coming out that, for example, men who as babies are fed with certain with bottles with certain chemicals can later develop prostate cancer as a result of that. And this is the research information that's available. And we are talking about from bottles, from being fed using certain bottles when they were babies. And the information that is being presented is that even at that stage, they're saying that there is some link with the development of prostate cancer. We're taking vaccines into our bodies. Almost all of us, not everybody in the world has had vaccine, but a lot of us, our parents from we were small babies just come out of the womb, our parents take us to the doctors. As we grow, some of us, we think, okay, we're told this is good, this will prevent this, this will that. And so we go along and so on, thinking that we're doing the best for ourselves. But we're taking these shots into our bodies and we don't know what the repercussions are. 1 year from that time, 10 years from that time, 15, 20 years, we don't know in many instances. And now they have a so-called vaccine that so many people are ringing an alarm about, and so much information around it is being suppressed to the point where many people have not been exposed to an alternate view as it pertains to the vaccines, because all they see in the media are how helpful the vaccines are. And, if there are any cases, because we have seen a lot of cases where people had been developing blood clots and heart issues and a whole myriad of cases. Just go check the Pfizer paper, because that has over a thousand side effects, including death, from their trials. And so this is what we know, but information like this is not being focused on. And I think the unfortunate thing is that we think that chemicals can save us. We spit in the face of, the beauty of nature. We spit in the face of life. We spit in the face of our creator and bow down to science and bow down to these people in a white coat. And I'm not saying that modern medicine doesn't serve a purpose for emergency purposes. But it really and truly doesn't help to sustain life. It does not help to uplift life. It breaks you down. It breaks you down. And the more of it you take, the more you are, affected. And I myself have had my health issues, and I've never found solution in the chemicals that I've been given. I'm not going to make this a long podcast because I've spoken about this already, but all I'll say is this: don't take any more poisons into your body, and don't allow anyone to put poison into the bodies of your children. I hope you found this useful. Don't forget to be the change you'd like to see in this world. Have a fantabulous day today. Ta-ta.
Welcome to Italy's Vital, your natural health and wellness stop.